Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with the KUAC News Minor Update. An incident involving a snow machine and the leader in the eight-dog mushing class overshadowed Sunday's final heats of the limited North American Championships at the Jeff Stoddart Race Grounds behind the Mushers Hall on Farmers Loop. Chugiak's Kurosh Partow, who seemed headed for the eight-dog title after leading the class for the first 2 days of the LNAC, tipped over in his sled after it was struck by a snow machine during the 12.1-mile final heat. Alaska Dog Mushers Association trail boss Sam Harrell said that the snow machine crossed the runners behind Partow's sled, causing the tip over at about halfway into the heat. Partow and his sled dogs were not injured and the sled was not damaged. However, Harrell said the incident pretty much cost him first place. Partow finished second in the heat in 38 minutes and 42.6 seconds, and he placed second overall in the eight-dog class. After Saturday's 11-mile heat, Partow led the class and Salch's Don Brown was in second place. On Sunday, Brown won the final heat and took the class title. The incident occurred 5 days before the ADMA's marquee event, the GCI Open North American Championships. The ONAC starts at 1 p.m. each day at the Jeff Stoddart Race Grounds and features 19.8-mile heats Friday and Saturday and a 27.5-mile heat Sunday. Some portions of the trail used in the LNAC are scheduled to be used during the ONAC. Some of the LNAC mushers are also scheduled to compete in the ONAC. In a text, Harrell stressed respect for the trails groomed by the ADMA. Partow was the second eight-dog musher on Sunday who had an encounter with a snow machine driver. Harrell said that Carl Earhart, his team, and sled were not struck, but the musher came upon a snow machine driver who blocked the trail. Climate experts say the Arctic has been warmer than average this winter, and it appears sea ice coverage will set a record for the smallest maximum on record. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Spring equinox is a week away, which means the time is nigh for the National Snow and Ice Data Center's annual declaration that Arctic sea ice cover has grown as much as it's going to over the past winter.
We're at about the maximum sea ice extent you'll see for the year. Usually the maximum happens around mid-March.
Mark Serez is a senior research scientist with the Snow and Ice Data Center. He says the formation of sea ice this past winter was once again sparse, due mainly to above-average air and sea surface temperatures throughout the season and again last month.
We already had a record low sea ice extent in February. We're looking at a very, very low sea ice extent ending the freeze-up season, starting the melt season.
This may seem contradictory after a week during which the mercury dropped to 30, 40, even 50 below overnight in many areas around the interior. Serez says this winter was cooler than the previous two, which set consecutive records.
But overall, for the Arctic, it's been a very, very warm winter, and you see that reflected in the very, very low sea ice levels that we have right now.
But National Weather Service climate specialist Rick Toman says it was a chilly winter for much of Alaska.
For Alaska as a whole, For the 2016-17 midwinter, say December through February period, Alaska as a whole actually very close to the long-term normal.
Except for some parts of the state. Toman says it was a much milder winter north of the Brooks Range, especially along the Arctic Ocean coast.
So as you would expect in Alaska, there's regional differences. And the North Slope in particular was quite warm this winter. Was about the 12th warmest winter for the North Slope as a whole.
Serez says it's been especially warm on the Atlantic side of the Arctic, and he expects that'll be reflected in the sea ice maximum extent map the Snow and Ice Data Center will post in the next week or so. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A federal grant will help switch out inefficient wood-burning stoves that are contributing to air pollution problems in Fairbanks. The Environmental Protection Agency says the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has been recommended for a $2.5 million grant for Fairbanks. The grant is from the EPA's Targeted Airshed Grant Program, which focuses on the nation's worst areas for pollutants. The Fairbanks North Star Borough has recorded the nation's highest level of fine particulate pollution. Fine particulate is a mix of solid particles and liquid droplets that can be inhaled deep in lungs. Fine particulate pollution causes premature death in people suffering from heart and lung diseases. The EPA says the biggest source of fine particulates are wood stoves and hydronic heaters used by many borough residents to heat homes. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.